Welcome to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live call-in astrology radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Tonight we're going to be talking to a guest that I have on, a very special guest, but also I'm going to start talking this evening about a planetary transit that I know everybody knows a little bit about. We are going to prepare the show by first telling you that it is a live call-in radio show, and if you would like to call in, you can dial in at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And I know that there's one transit that almost everyone knows a little bit about, and it's Mercury retrograde. On Monday, this Monday, Memorial Day, 11:48 a.m., Mercury goes retrograde in its own sign of Gemini. Along with Mercury, Neptune, the planet of illusions and dreams and universal creativity, goes direct too. Neptune is also in an air sign, Aquarius. Mercury retrogrades at 21 degrees Gemini, and Neptune retrogrades at 24 degrees Aquarius. Now, there's a midpoint when you add up 21 degrees and 24 degrees, you get 22.5. And there is something at 22.5, which you hear me talk a lot about, and that is the north and south nodes. So we have a blending of energies with Neptune and the north node. And the sign of Aquarius is always talking about return of people from the past, friends, mentors, teachers, counseling, in-laws, repeat of patterns, sudden and unexpected events. Mercury retrograde, whenever a planet goes retrograde, it's almost as if the antithesis or the opposite effect can happen when the planet is retrograde. Such as when Venus goes retrograde, she produces a light ray that is the color for the planet Mars. So Venus retrograde would give a Mars-like energy. So Mercury retrograde is going to be somewhat weakened, but still, because it's in its own sign of Gemini, it's still going to be rather strong. Now that we have Mercury is in the sign of Gemini, some people say, you know, Gemini is the sign of the twins, and some say that this is also the sign of twin flames, twin souls, or even soulmates. And since the sun rules the fifth house, we see the zodiac through the signs at this starting point, the fifth house. The fifth house is love, happiness, luck, and good karma. So when we begin a new cycle, the sun moves through the zodiac, it begins so with this creative force of love. And it moves through the zodiac signs with a feeling of creativity, love, happiness, and good intentions. In each solar cycle, then it's a lucky new cycle. And in the sign of Gemini, we have a dual sign. So we have, this is all about soulmates. It could be about connecting. It could be about communicating. The sign in Gemini is communications. We have the sun in Gemini, Mercury retrograde. So we have a lot going on here in air signs this month. I told you before that May was going to be an exciting month for astrological phenomena, and so it is. Without further ado, because I know you're all excited about my guest that I have on here, I have as my guest the psychic, the renowned psychic, Jill Dane, and she has predicted over 750 marriages, and in 1992 she predicted on television the 1998 presidential candidacy of Clinton that he would be involved in a sex scandal. She's made numerous predictions. She's appeared on Lifetime's television Beyond Chance, Geraldo, Christina, and Miami Tonight. And we are lucky to have her here tonight. And if you would like to call in and ask a question to Jill Dane, give us a call at 877-876-5227. Jill, welcome to our show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm doing wonderful.
And I want to tell the audience that you come from a long line of psychics, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have my mother, Mickey Dane. My mom, if it wasn't for her, I don't think she was the one who really, back in the late 60s, with Phil Donahue and Merv Griffin, and to tell the truth, well, the real Mickey Dane in the 70s, you know, she was the one who really brought this all out. And
so you became, you really got exposed to the psychic phenomena and living a spiritual life from an early age. Is that right?
From an early age, yes. I got kicked out of school for telling the teacher what she wrote on the board before she wrote it. And because I had a mom that was very spiritual, and she still is, She was just on Court TV because, you know, she brought me up. It was okay to say what you see.
Exactly.
You know, it was, you know, it was different for me. So, and all my friends and everyone knew who my mom was. So it wasn't like, you know, it was all out in the open.
Right. So you never had to, let's say, squelch your psychic intuitive inclinations as a child.
Never.
They were fostered,
no, I've been,
were cherished, and they were nurtured, correct?
They were nurtured. I've been on radio and TV since I was 6 years old.
Exactly.
And, you know, I would go, when I was like 13, I would go to a friend's house, and the mother would say, oh, Jill, come over here for a minute. And I'd just be playing with my friends, and next thing you know, I'm sitting down with Donna, and next thing, all her friends are coming to the house. So instead of playing with my friends, I'm sitting there, I'm 13, telling all the mothers, they're asking me questions. So that was my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know,
so we have a caller.
Okay.
Well, we have a caller on the line. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Who's our caller, please? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. How
are
you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I came across you in March. I got a year-ahead reading report from you, and thank
okay.
you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
I wanted to see if either one of you can pick up and see how my year is going to go, like financial, you know, financial-wise or job-wise.
What is your birthday?
December 12th,
1968.
Go ahead, Jill.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, you're going to have a fabulous year.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Starting after, you could say, October, November, going into 2009, we'll start off financial luck. That will start off going up.
Okay, what do I have to do to make that work?
Honestly, I really don't think you have to make it happen. I believe it will happen. The past 3 years have been a little bit rough there.
Right.
And you're going to see how things will start shifting more toward after September, really October time, October, November time with finances.
Okay, is it due to me getting a job or, like, can you pick
up on
anything?
Yeah, we'll be getting a job.
Huh?
You will be getting a job.
Okay.
You will be getting a job, but you're going to see, but I want you to hold on to your finances, though.
Okay.
Okay, not let them slip out of your hands.
Okay. I have a question, if either one of you can answer. I just completed schooling because I've been a stay-at-home mom for 17 years, and I just went back to school, and I got my nursing assistant certificate, and I'm going to start working at an...
I want you to go for RN.
You want me to go for RN?
Yes, I do.
Wow, okay.
I want you to get the nurse practitioner license.
Okay, nurse practitioner. Okay, I have a question. I'm actually going to go to a Reiki class in a couple weeks. Do you feel that that's going to help me out with this profession, or is that just kind of a waste of time?
Honestly, absolutely. Reiki is, I wish everybody would take a Reiki class. It opens up so many avenues, all the blocks. It opens up so many things that people are holding back on, and it helps you also, you know, with work and career and family. People don't seem to realize that, but I love it.
Okay.
Where are you taking the Reiki class?
It's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
You're
going to love it. You're going to love it. You may even want to get a, you know, one of those certificates
as well. I see you can go all the way up to master, so I wanted to
take
class one to see how...
It'll take 2 years.
It'll take two years for a master's. Okay, wow. I wasn't sure how long, so 2 years.
Yeah, but you want to know something? The first year, you really start letting go of a lot of things.
Like
you're not done, Cheryl. You're not done. You're in transformation right now, and you have been. You know, things have changed dramatically for you, and they're going to continue to change, even over the next few years.
Okay.
So you're going to be led in the right direction. Of course, you are. But I think the healing is definitely a way to go for you. You're a natural healer.
Okay, I am.
And you'll be able to use that ability while you're working too.
Okay, that's why I wanted to do it, because I wanted to learn that, and I heard that also it can help, like, open up your sixth senses, you know, like the psychic senses.
Yeah, well, you have sixth sense. You have the intuition.
Yeah.
You just don't follow it.
Yeah.
You have intuition. You just don't listen to it.
I'm trying, because I feel that I do have it, so I've been trying lately to follow it and listen to it.
You know what I would like you to do?
What's that?
Whatever comes to your mind, say it.
Okay.
You know, when I was younger, and I'm still young, but when I was a little girl, I used to, you know, say whatever was on, whatever I saw, I would say it. It would get me in a lot of trouble, but I used to say it. And matter of fact, you're in Utah. I used to do the, I was on that Utah in the Morning show, and I'll never forget when I was younger, I was on there. I was on radio in Utah, and they were like really, at that time, they weren't really prone to intuitives, if
yeah.
I could say. And I used to say what I saw, and the next thing, the head of the radio station was like, oh, my God, you know? I was like 17 years old, and they'd be like, how does she know that, you know? But, you know, now, so if you continue with it and you continue your path and continue or write down your dreams even and date them, you will see how they come to reality. And,
okay.
And it will get stronger, so don't worry.
I know. There's so many people ringing through right now who want to talk to you that I just want to mention that you all can go to Jill's website, www.jilldane.com, for a private consultation. She's available. She does email readings. She does phone readings. She does in-person readings.
Okay.
You know, I just know that everybody would love to have a little word with you while you're on here. But we, Cheryl, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you both so much.
You're welcome,
God
honey.
Bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome to my live call-in radio show. And my guest this evening is the renowned psychic, Jill Dane, daughter of another renowned psychic, Mickey Dane. Okay, and you can visit Jill's website at www.jilldane.com. She's been on TV. She's been on Geraldo. She's been on Lifetime TV. She's got lots of things in the works. She's probably on TV every single week. She does radio. She does TV. And she does lots of live...
They could also pick up the Globe magazine every week. I'm in there every week.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thanks for mentioning that, because I know you know, everybody loves to know about this stuff, and everybody likes to be, you know, with the hip and then cool psychics, right?
Hello. So are you. Hello. Hello. You're amazing.
Thank you very much. And I was on Jill's show. We had a good time on her show.
It went by so quickly.
So I know that, Jill, you're not really an astrologer, but you do know about Mercury retrogrades.
Yes, I do. I'm a clairvoyant, and I've always loved astrology. I learned it by a person by the name Sybil Leek when I was a little girl, and I was always fascinated with astrology. And I do believe in the signs and everything, but I'm a clairvoyant. I see things. But I love astrology. One thing is Mercury retrograde, I absolutely believe in.
Right. You always know about Mercury retrograde. And Mercury does go retrograde on Monday. And like I said, on the same day that Mercury goes retrograde, so does the planet Neptune. So I want everybody to be aware that you could, all of a sudden, midday, get a little fuzzy and not know why. So be aware if you make any travel plans to just go prepared for anything. And definitely don't overdrink and don't overindulge. Expect traffic jams. And I would not expect, you know, the weather to cooperate. Everything's going to be pretty unpredictable on that particular day.
And technical difficulties and communication.
Communications, exactly.
But I want to explain one thing to everybody as well. When Mercury retrograde comes, like if somebody, let's say somebody was looking at a house, and I always recommend someone doesn't buy a house during a retrograde.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
it
becomes like a lemon. But if they saw the house the month prior, then it's okay to sign during a retrograde because it was already in the works.
And
so,
you
like,
know,
and
even though I'm an astrologer, I always tell people that, you know what, sometimes, you know, fate just has it that you can't avoid it no matter what you do.
Yeah, and sometimes retrogrades work out better for some people.
If you're born under a Mercury retrograde, you're already attuned into that energy, and so it may not bother you as much as it bothers somebody else. But we're live here on the radio with my guest, Jill Dane, a psychic. She's on TV, she's doing a book, she's got everything going for her, www.jilldane.com. If you want a private consultation with her, just go to her website, and you can get all that information there. But for right now, we have her. And you can call in on my radio show here at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Sometimes people get a little confused, you know, and they're calling me. Do you know who just called me on my phone line?
Who just called you?
Your mother.
I love it. Okay. Okay. Tell her to call the number. We would love to have Nikki on.
I can't get off the radio.
Is that amazing? Wow. Okay.
Our lines are open, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. The lines are open if you have a question for the amazing psychic, Jill Dane. She's called the Love Psychic. Now, you say that you've predicted over 750 marriages. Is that right?
It's more than that. I predicted over 1,130 marriages.
Wow.
Yeah,
fabulous.
And that's why back then, when a few years back when I was on Lifetime, it was all about people could go on, they could go onto my website and see the Lifetime special, but
mm-hmm.
it was all about me and Marissa Etheridge, about like all the marriages, and they go back to when I was younger and all the marriages that
oh,
I predicted,
wonderful.
And relationships and divorces, you know. Predicted many of those, which I don't like, you know. I wish people just stay married, but you know, there's been a lot of relationships, and there's been, you know, I've dealt, you know, I'm so excited for California because I have a lot of clients out there that, you know, I have gay male clients and gay female clients as well, and now they're able to get married.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
And I predicted that for California.
Now, I know that you and I on your show, we did get to talk a little bit about some of the predictions, some of the things that are on the table right now, like the Democratic primaries that are coming up here. And I know you have some strong ideas about who you think is going to be our next president. Let's just start with the Democratic primary. Obama or Hillary?
Hillary. I predicted Hillary. When I first predicted Bill on that show, I saw Hillary at the end of 99, and I said, that's going to be a president. And everybody
what do you
thought
think, I, what do you feel psychically that Bill's role will be if Hillary becomes president?
He's going to be vice president.
You think he's going to be vice president with her?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And do you foresee a role for her daughter, Chelsea?
Chelsea will be helping out in the office, you know, but mm-hmm. the one thing that I do see is Hillary's going to be president. I've been predicting this for many, many years, and everyone thought I was crazy that she would never even run, and she's running.
So what do you see for Obama down the line? Do you think he'll run in 2012?
He'll run again in 2012. I believe Hillary will win twice.
You know what? I kind of felt that, too, that if she was going to win once, she was going to win twice. Now, economically, what do you feel? You know, there's a lot of doom and gloom predictions there from about this. There's a big eclipse in August, and there's a lot of doom and gloom predictions. Do you make those kind of predictions, or do they just come to you?
I see certain predictions, and, you know, like I predicted I'm just going to go off for a minute. With sports, I see Lakers are going to win. I predicted that from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I predicted the Heat for the championship before, and they did. These are just, you know, off the wall. Like when I predicted, I was on Deco Drive in February, and I predicted when Angelina Jolie first announced they found out she was pregnant, I saw the twins, and I saw girls. She's pregnant
wonderful.
With twins now.
Yeah.
I predicted 2 years ago in the Globe magazine, or I think it was in the Star, I'm not correct which paper it was, but I also said it on Deco Drive again. I said after February that Beyonce and Jay-Z would be getting married. They got married. But I also said that Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson will be getting married. You're going to hear about engagement this year.
Wonderful.
And I said despite all the rumors that they're breaking up, you know, well, you know, on Fox television, one of her best friends got on and said that they're looking for engagement rings.
Oh,
so,
fabulous.
You know, these are what are called, when you predict things way in advance, and they may sound like off the wall, like if I could say.
Exactly.
You know, like 4 years, I think it was like 5 years ago, I predicted that they were going to come out with this dog collar that animals are going to be able to speak, and I felt it was going to get worked on in China. People thought I was crazy. You know, it sounds like a crazy prediction.
Exactly.
Then on CNN, 2 years later, it was 2 years ago, a Chinese gentleman was on, and he was talking about how he invented this dog collar that these dogs are speaking. You know, they're testing them right now through the collar.
And I find that, you know, it's when you get those kind of predictions, it's, you know, you really have to have a lot of self-confidence to get out there and say that kind of stuff, you know, especially if you get the vision and you see it, and then to go on the record and saying that, it takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of self-confidence, because you're really putting yourself on the line.
Well,
but we are speaking, hold on, let me just tell the people where they can call you. We're speaking to Jill Dane, a renowned psychic. She comes from a long line of great psychics. You can visit her website at jilldane.com, www.jilldane.com. And our lines are open. Everybody is calling me on my line right here. If you can hear them all beeping in, they're all calling me on my line. No, 877-876-5227. 8815-9756. We are live on the line if you would like to speak to Jill Dane or myself. And if you have a question about anything, just give us a call, 877-876-5227. Jill, I have a question for you. You know, Brad Pitt's ex was in town, you know, recently filming the movie Marley and Me, Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
What do you see for her?
I said she was going to find love this year. But I still believe that she's still in love with Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
and
that's what I thought too.
I do believe those two still love each other very much.
Yeah. She's got a lot of fixed planets that showed a tremendous sense of pain and hurt when that all took down, and that's very hard to recover from, especially you know, because when someone has all those fixed planets, it wasn't something that she wanted. It was something she had to just deal with and survive from. So.
Exactly.
You know,
I don't believe that's
girl.
Still over. I still don't believe that's over.
Yeah. So you think that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt will break up after the baby's born, maybe?
No, I don't believe after the baby's born. After the babies. There's babies. There's twins.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe right afterwards, but, you know, a few years down the road, yes, I do.
Okay. And we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Yeah, hi, Terry. This
hi,
is
who's this?
This is Priya.
Hi, Priya. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I had a call for Jill just about what she saw for me as far as love and romance is concerned.
Absolutely.
And what is your birthday, Priya?
My birthday is October the 1st, 1973.
Okay. So you are 34, correct?
That's correct.
But age is a number. You're still around 28 years old, correct?
Oh, well, yes.
You get younger. You're going to meet someone a little bit younger.
Yes.
You're going to meet someone a little bit younger.
Oh, okay.
By a few years younger than you. I'm looking at a year and a half younger than you. And the person's going to be a Capricorn.
Okay.
No one that you know.
Okay, and do you know when about? Jill?
Yeah, you have more till around your 36th going into your 37th year. And
okay.
That doesn't mean that you're not going to meet anybody beforehand, but I'm talking about the right person.
Okay, and you know, real quick, just, you know, about a couple of years ago I met this guy who was 9 years younger than me, and I want to ask you if you see that things are over and done with him.
Yes, it is. That's what I said. It's no one that you know. And that's why I said to you, you're still younger than you know, that you are.
Okay.
And that's why I said you're going to continue, because you're young, and 34 is young. But in my eyes, you're still younger. People must think you look younger, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I still see someone a little bit younger. I don't see someone older. But the person, the old, you have to close that door and open new doors.
Okay, now I was talking about the guy who was actually 9 years younger than me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The age is a number like I started, but you have to close that door.
I have to close that door, yeah.
You have to close that door.
And
once you fully close that door, you allow yourself to meet new people.
Okay, okay.
Because you're not allowing yourself. You're still holding on to him.
Yeah, I definitely am. Yes.
But I don't see that future-wise. I don't see that going anywhere.
Do you see me kind of meet this person on the Internet, Jill? Or do I kind of go, you know, where do you see this happening?
No, I like the Internet.
The Internet?
I like the Internet. And honestly, the sites that I like, because wherever you go, there's good and bad wherever you go. There, you could go to a very elegant restaurant, and there could be someone that's not a nice person there.
Yes.
You could get introduced. It could not work out. But that's why some people are weary about going on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've went to a lot of nice marriages that I predicted and they went on Match.com.
Mm.
I have nothing to do with Match.com, but that, you know, I don't like the eHarmony.
Okay, yeah, quite a few people have been recommending Match.com, so I keep finding myself.
I like the Match.com.
Okay.
It's time to go on there. It's time to start meeting people instead of staying home.
Very good. That's good advice.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
That's good advice.
Well, thank you so much.
Because we do have an eclipse coming up in August, you know.
No, but I definitely see a Capricorn.
But you said about...
Someone full of life, someone has, you know, personality, good, you know, someone that's going to bring you back to life again.
Well, you know, Capricorn scared me a little bit because
I want to say one thing to you. Not all Capricorns are the same. There are people born the same day, same time, same birthday, not a minute apart, and the totally opposite of one another.
When you say Capricorn, but are you seeing my ex? I mean, he's a Capricorn ascendant.
No, I'm not talking about him.
But then
let go of that person. You got to go forward.
This is another person.
You know, and
not
all Capricorns are the same.
Okay.
There's like at least 30 people to a Capricorn, and they're all different.
It's
so true. That's like categorizing a Libra like you, saying that, oh, you know, that Libra, not all Libras are the same, not all Capricorns, not every sign, not of the 12 signs are the same.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're going to meet someone nice, and you've been staying home too much. It's time for Sleeping Beauty to awaken.
Yes. Well, how does that happen, you know?
You got to get online. Start talking. If you don't want to go out, the best way is to go online, and that way you could talk to people in your home.
Mm.
And you go on dates. And
I also, you have your sun is conjoined Pluto, and you have Venus in Scorpio. And those two connections say that you'll recognize your mate on sight.
Okay.
You know, so you don't have to worry that you're going to make a mistake. You know exactly who you can be with and who you're not going to click with.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
That's true. Once you look in the eyes, once you see in the eyes, but listen, Tria, once you see, and this is my saying, once you see red flags, you know what red flags are?
Mm-hmm.
Red flags.
Yes.
Once you see red flags, it's time to walk away. The one thing with you is you try to fix the red flags by saying this person's going to change if he does something not right, oh, well, I'll let that go. And then it piles up to so many things where you got to let it go.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I have a book coming out. It's called As One Door Closes, Another Door Opens, Conversations with Jill Dane. So
okay.
I'm telling you to close the door and open a new one.
I think it sure is time. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your
time. You're welcome.
Thank
you. You're a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And, again, I really do appreciate this, and take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And our lines are open. You can call in, and you can ask our guest, Jill Dane, a renowned psychic, a question, 877-876-5227. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And don't forget that you can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com, where you can get your free natal birth chart. You can get free daily, weekly, and monthly horoscopes. www.terrynazon.com. And we have Jill Dane with us, renowned psychic. And we have another caller on the line. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Gail.
Gail, hi.
Hi, Terry. How are you? Thank you
for taking
my call.
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. I have a question for Jill.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, I guess obviously everybody's asking about their love life. But
she's the love psychic.
Life, and I'm completely changing careers.
Well, not only love. I do medical. I solve murder
cases. You do
cases.
Everything.
Yeah,
I work
positive?
With the police. I solve murder cases.
Oh.
But, my specialty is I love love.
Well, do you see anything? The past few years have been really rough.
Oh.
What is
your date of birth?
8/13/58.
8/13/58?
Yes.
Okay. You know something, Gail? You're going to get introduced to someone wonderful. You
really?
Hear me?
Have I met him yet?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. What's the birthday of the person that you met so far?
I have no clue.
Okay.
But I...
Okay. You're going to be meeting... Let me explain something, too. I see more than one person.
Uh-huh.
And I know when you fall hard, but... when you like one person, you don't want to meet another one, but I still see another person coming in, and that person is going to be an Aquarian.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm married.
A nice Aquarian.
But I'm thinking of going through with a divorce. Should I?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. What's the birthday?
He's a Taurus. April 25th, 51.
1951?
Yes.
What's the full name of that person? Not the last name, just the first name.
Oh, I don't want to give it.
Okay.
Oh, can I? You want the last name?
No,
yeah.
First.
Oh, Scott.
First name.
Scott.
I'm sorry?
Scott.
Scott. Now, I still see you meeting a David. You hear me?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A D like David. That's going to be an Aquarian.
Okay.
And somebody that I see that works with finance.
In the near future or?
Yeah, you have a little bit of time. These are going to start off the best years of your life. You're starting your 50s. And
things haven't been going.
And you like that other person. You get younger, too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these are going to start off the best years of your life, especially around... your 52nd, 53rd, 54th. But I like the middle part of your 50s, around your 55th year. That's when I see the right person coming in.
Really?
You're still going to procrastinate with this divorce.
Oh, really? I thought it would be... okay.
Yeah, I still see this,
I still see this
prolonging a little bit.
Pardon?
I still see this being a little bit prolonged.
Okay. For career...
Yeah.
Career-wise, I'm thinking of changing careers.
I don't want you changing anything right now.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Nothing right at this moment.
Okay.
I'm just saying, nothing should be changed right now. If you want to change after January, that's another story.
All right.
Yeah.
I would not change anything right now.
I have a loved one who's ill. Can you see that as well?
I'm sorry?
I have a loved one, a sister-in-law, who's ill. Can you foresee that? Or?
We're only doing one questions on here.
Because we have so many people trying to call in. I know sometimes they get busy signals and they're trying to call in.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to cover a lot in just a small period of time. But you know that you can go to Jill's website and you can always get a private consultation with her.
Okay.
She's always happy
so
to do that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you can always call my radio show too. I'm on every Sunday.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, if you go to my website, the radio show number's on there. It's 1-888-565-1470.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on every Sunday for 12 years from 3 to 4.
Well, thank you. I'll
Florida time.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and this is my guest, Jill Dane, the renowned psychic.
And the amazing astrologer, you. That you are. It's so true.
She has been on TV. She's writing a book, and she's available for private consultations. Just go to her website, www.jilldane.com. But you're here. She's a South Florida native, and you are going to be making an appearance tomorrow night? In South Florida?
No, not tomorrow night. On Tuesday,
okay.
On Tuesday night in Boca, I will be at Renzo's Cafe, and that's on Federal Highway.
Uh-huh.
And I'm giving away pizza, the best pizza in town. And
so people can come and meet you and...
Oh, yeah. I'm giving away... well, I'm giving everyone pizza, and it's on 6900 North Federal Highway in Boca. And it's called Renzo's Cafe, and people could come, and I'll be doing a mini lecture there. And then also on June 28th, I'll be over at Griffin's Loft. And,
okay.
And we're going to be doing... My mother and I were there last time, so I'm hoping she comes again this time.
Oh, wonderful.
It was amazing.
Were you just talking? Were you doing mini readings? What were you
doing?
No,
we're going to be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be speaking, and I'll be answering questions.
Oh, wonderful.
So if you are in the
South Florida area, Jill does make appearances around in the South Florida area. You just need to go to her website. Is some of this listed on your website, Jill?
Yes, it's on the website, and the at Griffin's Loft, there's going to be a charge to come to Renzo's Cafe. Is going to be free because I'm giving away pizza, but at Griffin's Loft there will be a charge, and the money goes to Kids in Distress.
Okay, very good. That sounds wonderful.
And those are orphan kids.
If you have a question for either myself or Jill Dane, you can give us a call at 877-876-5227, 888-815-756. Our lines are open. You have this nice opportunity here to talk to Jill Dane, the renowned psychic. She's made plenty of accurate predictions over the long span of her career. She comes from a long line of renowned psychics. And her website, www.jilldane.com. So, Jill, tell us a little bit about what's going to be in your book.
I don't want to give that away.
You don't want to give that away? Okay.
I don't want to give it away.
We'll just have to buy the book.
You just have to buy the book. It's something special. My mother's talking about me first in the beginning of the book, instead of myself, about me. And instead of me talking about myself, my mother will be talking about me. And then the rest, I'll just say it's a book that you're going to want to in your purse or keep in your briefcase, and you're going to want to pick it up. It'll be something that you'll be able to pick up 10 years from now and read over again. You won't get bored, and you'll learn so much from this book. It's not like every book that has been written out there about psychic abilities. It's something totally different.
Wonderful. Well, speaking about that, do you remember when you first had your first, experience that kind of like let you know that you were a little different?
Well, when I was 6 years old, I told the teacher what she wrote on the board before she wrote it, and the teacher was scared, stood up on a chair, and started calling me a witch. And I wasn't a witch, you know. All the other teachers knew who my mother was, so when my mom came to the school, they were all around my mother asking her questions. But then when I got flown out to do the John Eastman show when I was 13 years old, and I predicted the Muslim attack in Washington, D.C. to the time, to the date. And that's what put me in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Wonderful.
So, you know, I've been, you know, then we flew out to the Carolinas, and we broke 80,000 calls per minute and broke their telephone lines. And back then, it was like psychics or people that had ESP. I like the word ESP. Were called voodoo in the Carolinas. They were called witches,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
And this is going back to the, you know, early 80s. And so my mother and I flew out there, and she was on this TV show, and I went on with her, and it was 80,000 calls per minute. All the in three area states, their telephone lines broke.
Wow.
And we got a letter stating from their telephone carrier, you have to let us know the broadcast time, the date, when you're going to appear, so they could hook up a special device. They never had that happen there. And the sheriff came, and there were thousands of people outside and to see us. And the sheriff said, if you talk to these people, we're going to arrest you. And my mother says, do you serve ice cream in jail? And my mother said to him, you know, my mom pinpointed every person. There were undercover police officers in polos, and my mother said, you're a police officer, and told the sheriff, you better get home. Your wife's about to have a baby, and she did. They got a phone call on the walkie-talkies.
Wow.
So, you know,
you have a lot of,
this is my life.
You have a long line of just interesting experiences of being, you know, a psychic. We have another call. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that me? Can you hear me?
Oh, can't hear you.
Hi, thank you. We're having a little trouble with the phone line here. My name is Karen. And
can you hear her, Jill?
I can barely hear her.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? My name
yes,
is Karen.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
My name is Karen.
Okay.
And my birthday is November 14, 1958.
November 14th?
58.
Okay.
And with Venus coming in, I'm wondering what you ladies see for me for love and finances.
Go ahead. You can answer her.
Okay. Did you say November 14th, 1968 or 58?
5-8.
And when you say Venus coming in, what does that mean?
Oh, I just heard you mention something about it at the top of the show.
Venus, did I?
Okay,
well, we have Mercury is going retrograde on Monday, and we also have it going retrograde along with the planet Neptune. Now, the interesting thing about the planet Neptune, it's in the sign of Aquarius, and then Uranus is in the sign of Pisces, so they're called intercepted. What that means is it gives a double force. They work together like one whole unit. So we have those two outer planets working, you know, together. So that makes it quite interesting because Mercury and some of these outer planets, they have something to do with what's called timing. Mercury works with timing. Uranus works with timing. And in the sign of Aquarius, it works with things happening to get you in your place where you're supposed to be in warp speed. Okay? So, like, if you're going in the wrong, it will turn you around fairly quickly. And you're a Scorpio at 21 degrees, so you know exactly what I mean about being turned around quickly, right?
Well, they haven't for a while, but yes.
Well, you have the north and south nodes are squaring with your sun right now, so you could feel as if things are a little bit on hold. So things are changing around you. You've been dealing with the planet Neptune had been squaring with your sun sign, and so all of these are timing factors to get you in the right place with the right person. And it looks to me like it's something that's going to be going on, and of course, with those Neptune transits that you've been going through, you've been talking and thinking about love and probably daydreaming about love, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the good news is that I think you could start writing a romance novel because it's not going to stop for quite some time. And I see a hot, hot romance on the horizon for you.
You have a sign for him?
Gemini.
I'm feeling like I want to say a late degree Sagittarius, and if he's not Sagittarius, it's Sagittarius rising. There's some Sag in that person.
Okay,
I believe it's going to be a Gemini.
Well, Gemini is the opposing sign to Sagittarius.
There you go. There you go.
You know, but I just got, you know, as she was asking me that, I just got the arrow, you know, an arrow.
You know what, you know what she's going to fall in love with? She's going to fall in love with the eyes.
And you know Sagittarians have beautiful blue eyes.
That's absolutely correct.
But, you know, it's interesting because people don't realize the sun sign isn't, for me, the sun sign isn't always what comes up.
Yeah,
you know?
Because sometimes it could not be the sun sign. It could be their rising, right?
You know, and I will look, and then I'll look at the person's, when they give me the date of birth, and the person will be like, all right, Capricorn, and then five planets are inside the Sagittarius.
There
you know?
Go, and that person could be a Sag.
Exactly.
So, you know, like there are people that are Scorpios, and they could have, like, three planets in the same sign.
Five in another sign, exactly.
And that could be the sign that you know, in reality, they're not a Scorpio, they're something else. You know,
but what I wanted to say to the caller is that, you know what, this entire year and into 2009, you know, there's sometimes when it rains and it pours. There's sometimes when you couldn't sell yourself standing naked to make Macy's window, and then there's other times you can't keep them away. You're in that time period right now, so enjoy it.
Oh, it hasn't started yet.
It's going to start. It's going to start.
And financially as well?
You know, financially, like I said, I feel that you don't really, it's hard for you to focus, obviously, and to, you know, to make money and to focus on making money, you have to have your wits about you. Right now, the zone that I feel that you're in, because of these Neptune transits, Neptune's on your Sun, it's on your Mars, and it just won't stop. And I feel that, you know, you're getting some good ideas, but you got to really force yourself to focus.
Well, I've been bedridden from a car accident for 10 years.
Are you on medication?
No.
No? Do you find that it's hard to focus?
Yes, I have brain damage.
Okay. Well, there you go. So that's what I'm seeing right there. So do you get online?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Okay. So, you know, like I said, that's probably how you'll meet somebody.
Online.
Well, I mean, if you're bedridden, how are you going to meet somebody?
I do get up and out sometimes. I'm starting to pull out of it now.
I would say I feel that you have a huge window of opportunity to meet somebody. And Neptune is aspecting your Sun, your Moon, and your Mars. If that doesn't spell romance, I don't know what does.
I want you to remember
a day like John, okay?
A day like what?
A day like John.
I don't understand.
J like John.
Oh, the name John.
Yeah.
The name John.
Ah, okay. Paul Dark.
What state are you calling from?
British Columbia.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's beautiful out there.
No, it is beautiful out there. How's the weather going out there?
Today it's nice, but it's been raining.
Okay, but you've been going for, like, walks. You've been exercising a little bit?
Yes. When I go out for groceries, I always take public transit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Good. You're going to be meeting some people. Don't worry.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be improving, too, with, maybe another year, but I feel like after that, I think you should be improving. I feel bad, don't you, Jill?
Yes, I want you to go to the chiropractor and get the cold laser treatment.
Okay.
Okay, that will help out tremendously, too, with all the little aches and pains.
Do you ladies sense anything for me on the spiritual horizon?
Well, again, with the Neptune transits, Neptune always brings a big influx of spiritual growth. However, since Neptune is squaring your Sun and your Taurus Mars, you have to be sure that you get the right teachers, all right, and that you don't get misled or on a path that you shouldn't be on, okay? So I would say, as a Scorpio, you're very psychic, and you have a good tendency towards mediumistic abilities, natural psychic abilities, okay?
That's right.
And just be careful, like, you know, who you allow to mentor you in that. Finding a good teacher, and don't try to do it on your own necessarily, you know, but just, I would say, go to some classes that are good and reputable. And don't get off the path, and just develop your psychic abilities, maybe some mediumistic abilities. Don't go too fast right now, because your physical body, of course, is your container, and maybe can't contain a lot of spiritual energy. Do you understand? So you have to proceed
Yes.
very, very slowly with that, all right?
Well, I've been doing Reiki for about 10 years now.
Good.
And
good.
I did go very, very quickly.
Yeah. Oh. Oh boy.
I kind of spontaneously combusted there.
You know, and that's why, you know, I'm saying go kind of slow with whatever else that you have an intention to do. And like I said, I think you should develop your innate psychic or mediumistic abilities, but do it very slow, because when the body isn't 100%, that means that the container isn't 100% to contain all that spiritual energy. Do you believe that, Jill?
Absolutely. And second of all, she should do the Reiki circles, like attend some of the circles once in a while or once a week. You know, just you take up the classes, do the circles, where there's a lot of people doing the Reiki on you as well.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You know, what Reiki master have you been working with?
Nobody. Not for many, many years.
Okay, it's time to go to a circle, a Reiki circle. It's amazing when there's like 10 people doing it, you know, there's a circle and 10 people working on everyone together. It's amazing how everyone's energy gets combined together, and it's amazing what it can happen, what could help. But I know you're going to be fine. Head injury and everything, I know you're fine. You're healing now.
And that's very good advice for the Reiki circle. But I find when I get into groups of people like that, I always come under humongous...
What do you pick up their energies?
Well,
What's going on with them?
So things are prone to very high psychic attacks around me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You pick up their energy, what's going on with them.
Well, it seems kind of to be from outside influences as well, because I went so fast with the Reiki that I got the attention of the dark side as well. And it's been a constant struggle.
Well, you know what? I say you are where your thoughts are, and that's a Kabbalistic thought. And I say close your mind to that thought that you're being attacked psychically, and only focus on positive affirmations, and changing your subconscious mind. I love Joseph Murphy's books, okay, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. That is a fantastic start, especially for somebody who has to stay home and rest a lot like yourself. The power of your own mind can heal your body and can change your thought pattern and can protect you against anybody else's thoughts. All right, and and she's suggesting you go to a healing circle, and you're saying that you're going to get attacked psychically.
No, usually at healing circles where people
they're all
positive, warm, good,
loving,
people.
Loving,
genuine, good people.
Yeah,
that's why when people go to some of these Reiki circles, you should go in there and see what you feel first, and usually. A majority of them, they're really good, loving people. They're warm. They're kind. They're intuitive. They only want good for everybody. They don't want bad.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, they don't wish bad on someone. They only wish good, and they only send out good messages.
Try
a different circle.
There's
some really good books out there too. That are very good as well. Even that book, Law of Attraction, I would like you to pick up as well.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for your help.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, half the battle is a positive, loving attitude, don't you think, Jill?
Absolutely. You know, some people, it's what you believe in, and... You know, there are people out there, they may light red candles for love, and they may light the green candle for money, and they believe in it, So they make it happen. Do you hear me? But deep down inside, that red candle and that green candle is really a white wax candle. It's dyed.
Exactly.
So you're really lighting a white candle. So what you should do is some meditation, do some prayers, light a white candle, and release everything. That's what you should be doing.
Exactly.
Think positive. Don't, if you sit there and think, oh, this person's doing this to me, You have to let that go. Let it all out. There's, you know, there's God up there.
And, you know, in talking to you, and I was on your radio show, and now you've been on my radio show, it's a positive, loving energy, and that's really what makes the world go round. Like the sun is the ruler of the fifth house, and it rules love. And as it goes through the signs of the zodiac, it's starting a new cycle of love through each one of those signs. It's not negative. It's love, and it's positive, and you know, you can't be afraid of people, and you just have to love and give as much as you can to the world, I feel.
Yeah, if people sit there, you know, there's people out there that want what someone else has, and there's room in the world for everybody. And instead of saying, I want, well, do it, you know, think about yourself and just continue your path. Forget what that other person has.
Exactly.
Continue and do your path, and you'll see things will come in. You know, what you give out there comes back.
Exactly.
And
you have been very generous with your time on my radio show. And I know you're very generous with your time, and you go on a lot of people's radio shows. And people can call you on your own radio show. That's giving of your time and your energy and your love for people.
No, it is because Sundays, you know, I have a family, but I go there because I want to answer questions for my clients and my listeners.
Exactly.
And, you know, and on Sunday, you know, it's a Sunday in the middle of the day,
mm-hmm.
but
exactly.
I care about people, and I've cared about people my whole life. You know, when I was a little girl, my mom used to fly to Canada, and she used to, you know, do city TV.
Mm-hmm.
And when she'd come back, she'd be like, Jill, who are all these people? And I used to take all these homeless people, and I used to have them around my pool. And I used to get them blankets and pillows, and they used to take showers at our cabana, and I used to feed them. And long as I knew they ate for 2 days, you know, while she was gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they had a place to sleep, and they got to walk away with blankets, I felt good. And this has been my life. I've been caring about people my whole entire life. And you have to love what you do. It's not about you. It's about everyone else.
Exactly.
You know? And my life is about everyone else.
And this is Jill Dane. Jill, our hour is almost over. Did you realize how fast it went?
I can't believe it went by already.
It went by already?
Are you serious? What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
But if you didn't
amazing.
Get to talk to Jill Dane, and you still have a question for my dear friend Jill Dane, visit her website at www.jilldane.com. She does private consultations, and you do personal, in-person readings.
Yes, in-person and on
uh-huh.
the phone as well. I have clients all over the world on the phone.
Wonderful. And so don't forget her website, www.jilldane.com. And this is Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology. And I'm Terry Nazon, and I want to thank you all for listening to our radio show this evening, and I want to definitely thank our guest, Jill Dane, for generously coming on our show and speaking to us. Thank you, Jill.
Well, thank you, and I want you coming back on mine.
Absolutely. Goodbye, everyone.